News Radio KMAN here on this, what is today? It's the 12th of February. It's Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And we have new theme music that we debuted here. And Jim Jeanette is now joining us here in the program. Jim's the president of the Manhattan Area Technical College. Are these new glasses?
They are. I'm still getting used to them.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the lenses are smaller than your eyeballs.
I know. I've got like 20 pair of different style reading glasses because it's all I
have. And these are just reading glasses?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had cataracts 20 years ago.
Yeah?
Best thing that ever happened, so I got them fixed for long.
Okay.
Because I wanted to see where the golf ball went, and I wanted to buy whatever kind of sunglasses.
How's that golf game going?
Not bad.
Okay.
Actually.
All right. We'll have to do that sometime.
Okay.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, there's no shortage of things to talk about here what's happening at Manhattan Area Technical College. You're talking in the halls about, the new facility in Wamego, and we'll touch base on that. Got some program changes, and with the economic impact where do you want to start?
So let's talk about the two programs we're discontinuing, because I know that a lot of people are concerned.
I think I'm on a surprise.
Well, and it was a business decision, never an easy decision. I would say probably more colleges and universities in the country need to make some tough decisions, okay? Let's start with auto collision repair. We've struggled for years to get enrollment in the program. There's just people are not interested in it.
Why? I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Well.
I've known Lynn Troll for years.
Yeah.
And he's
tried
terrific
everything.
And, mm-hmm.
Wichita Tech shut their program down for the same reasons 2 years ago.
Where are kids going to learn these things?
Well, but they have to have an interest to go into it.
One of the things
that's affected that industry are the insurance companies, and it doesn't take much of an accident. They total your car.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a decision to make. Do you live with the dinks and doinks and pocket the money, or do you fix the car, or do you buy a new car?
Most people buy a new car.
Because in the old days, you fixed a computer. Now you just go buy a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some of that that's impacted it. We've tried everything to try to get student interest, and you can't force students into the program. They're not interested. I would say there's more of an interest in different areas of the nation on how do you restore a classic car, a sports car, a Corvette, things like that. But that's not an academic program. And so we aren't a resource-rich institution. We have no local taxing authority. We get no property taxes, no sales tax. We get 30% of our budget from the state regents based on enrollment in technical program courses. Enrollment in technical program courses.
Enrollment's the big factor in that.
And then the rest of our budget is primarily made from our students paying tuition and fees, which again is affected by enrollment. Okay? And so like I said, 2 years ago, Wichita Tech shut theirs down for the same reason. I'm like, holy crap, if Wichita can't do it, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I talked with the Wichita Tech president. Lynn's talked with people in Wichita. Could we make a dent there? But nothing's going on. It's just one of those things. Dental hygiene, it's a very good, solid occupational program. I have competition nearby for it. Flint Hills Tech has it. Johnson County Community College has it. Wichita State has it. Salina Tech's getting ready to put it in. And one of the factors in the decision on both these programs is a change in some of our traditional funding that we have received through the state regions, both state and federal funds called Perkins 5. And when Congress reauthorized it, they tied it to what are emerging high-need, critical mass, if you will, occupational programs. And so to optimize our chance to get those funds, and in the old days they were entitlement funds, now they're going to be competitive, we have to take a look at, for our sector, it's not our choice, our sector is Northeast Kansas according to their regs, what are the high-demand occupations? Well, healthcare, definitely, but it's nursing, it's LPN, which we have, but I've turned students away various years because I'm full. Construction is probably one of the highest in the region. Manufacturing, auto technician, IT.
An auto technician is different than auto body.
Than auto body, right.
And a lot of people sometimes don't distinguish the difference.
The dental hygiene program has struggled. Our max capacity is 14 students in a cohort. The attrition rate is over 40%. For the last 3 to 4 years, we've had single digit in terms of students completing the program. We have many personnel in the program. We have the equivalent of at least five full-time employees. And it's a high-cost program to the students. And there are other programs within 150 miles that can provide better than I can, bottom line. Mm-hmm. I've turned away students in welding. At different times, we've turned students away in other programs where I can grow. I can grow enrollment. It affects our budget. It affects our funding. So never an easy decision. It's a business decision.
And that's the only way that you can handle something like that.
That's how I have to do it.
And the board was supportive of this.
Unanimous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like I said, probably more institutions have to make some tough decisions to stay viable.
I think that, you know, there's going to be a huge change in higher education, obviously, you know, with state dollars, federal dollars, you know, becoming harder and harder to come by, tuitions getting higher. You know, and we're seeing, you know, universities, the biggest challenge I know up at Kansas State University is fundraising.
And enrollment. I mean, because you have competition for students. And yet, you know, the tech colleges, our college, we led the state in percentage of enrollment growth from 18 to 19. The tech colleges overall are booming as far as enrollment and economic impact in the state. But we are all competing for a lot of the same students.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Well, what is enrollment like in some of the other programs? I know you've been really strong. You know, I had a chance to visit with your graduating class back in December, and there's so many positive things that are happening at MATC, too.
And our admissions folks, our recruiting folks, are constant visits, requests to go someplace, they're bringing in groups. We have open house coming up April 16th from like 9 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. And I got an update from our dean of students the other day, Monday or Tuesday, and he said, we're probably going to hit 1,000 people at an open house this year. He already has 700 confirmed reservations.
700 confirmed
already.
Reservations.
That used to be our absolute
max. Was
that
max. Your goal? Okay.
He says, we're probably going to hit 1,000.
Wow. It's great to have that kind of interest, isn't it?
It is.
Poses some challenges.
It definitely does. But it's a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. We grew by 16% in 1 year in percentage of headcount enrollment. The tech colleges, the 7 tech colleges in the state, over the last 5 years have grown by over 40% in enrollment. Because more and more students, parents, teachers, employers have understood those skilled trades. One, it's not a dead end. It's not the old Votech days. You get a good job faster and at lower cost. Our students come out as employees, as taxpayers, and as consumers.
That's a big thing. Those are big good things.
Over 60% of my students stay in the area when they graduate.
What percentage of your students are from the general area?
Probably 80-85%.
Mm-hmm.
Over 90% of my students stay in Kansas.
One of the things that I thought that was interesting, I think it was especially within the nursing program, you had a number of veterans.
We do. And we've seen an increase. We're doing more work with Fort Riley. We've had more family members. We've had more soldiers as they come out of Fort Riley go into various programs, nursing. Sometimes they like to go into auto tech. Some go into IT. We're seeing more of the family members looking at healthcare and allied health occupations while they're here at Fort Riley. We're doing more with Flint Hills Job Corps, and they're able to recruit nationwide and bring people here that we have a chance to bring in talent and population. But the big thing is working with the high schools. Your previous two guests were pretty excited with our Wahmigo Center, and they're two of the reasons. We've worked with 4 or 5 of the school districts over there, and they're like, can you get here?
We were talking off mic about that this morning before you came in here, and they were talking about how exciting that is for both of those schools with the proximity of this new location. Your board approved the purchase of this building.
Right.
I tell you what, why don't we take a break? And when we come back, we'll talk about this new building that you're putting into play in Wahmigo. And you have a classic rock trivia question for me as well. Okay, well, I'll let you think about that while we, go back to our profit center here. News Radio KMAN, it's In Focus. Jim Jeanette, president of MATC, joining us here on News Radio KMAN.